From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri's Democratic presidential primary is a week away, but supporters of the remaining contenders are already wondering if their candidate of choice can help other Democrats in the general election. Jason Rosenbaum has more.
Democrats are not expected to win Missouri's electoral votes in November, but whoever is at the top of the ticket is expected to have a major impact on whether statewide and legislative Democratic candidates outflank GOP foes. Fans of Bernie Sanders, like St. Louis Alderwoman Megan Green, believe the Vermont senator can turn out a broad coalition to help Missouri candidates in November.
He is building a base of young people, of Latino voters, of African-American voters, of white working class rural voters that nobody else is able to replicate.
Not everybody agrees with Green. Former Governor Jay Nixon, who is backing Mike Bloomberg, is worried Sanders' democratic socialism could be a down-ballot burden. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
A 75-year-old Missouri inmate who has insisted for 30 years that he didn't kill his wife is hoping that Governor Mike Parson will grant him clemency. Kathy Middleton died from a gunshot wound in her Blue Springs home on February 20, 1990. Her husband, Ken, was sentenced to life in prison plus 200 years for first-degree murder. Middleton's son and investigators who have studied the case contend evidence didn't support Middleton's conviction. They allege corruption and that the incompetence of police, defense attorneys, and prosecutors landed him in jail. Parson's office refuses to discuss any pending clemency requests. Missouri House Democrats say it's time for the state to stop performing medically unnecessary pelvic exams on women seeking abortions. As St. Louis Public Radio's State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll reports, they've filed legislation to end the practice, but getting it across the finish line could be difficult.
Conservative lawmakers in Missouri pride themselves on the anti-abortion agenda they've paved for the state, specifically an 8-week abortion ban they passed last year. In an election year like 2020, finding bipartisan support for any abortion rights legislation looks unlikely. Minority Leader Crystal Quaid from Springfield says she's had some conversations with Republicans about ending the practice, but she says so far none have offered any public support.
Behind the scenes, they agree with us, but, you know, putting their name on a bill such as this during election year has been proven difficult, so.
The legislation filed late last month would stop the requirement of pelvic exams for abortions unless it is medically necessary. The bills have not yet been assigned to committee. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll, St. Louis Public Radio.
Travel from MU to San Antonio was canceled last night after the city declared a public health emergency over COVID-19. The Columbia Missourian reports faculty and students plan to attend the Associated Writing Programs Conference in San Antonio on Wednesday through Saturday. According to CNBC, the health emergency followed the CDC's release of a woman who had tested positive for the virus. Late last week, spring and summer MU study abroad programs to Italy and South Korea were canceled. No cases have been reported in Missouri. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.